This is a CHOI News Report. A new 306-bed long-term care home is coming to Lanceville in 2027. Minister of Health Adrian Dix announced the $286 million project in front of the Nanaimo Regional General Hospital on Thursday.
Long-term care is centrally important, and it's a point of faith for all of us who lived through the COVID-19 pandemic that we have to make things better in long-term care. That it's critical to the whole healthcare system, to people here who should be in long-term care, who are at the hospital who should be in long-term care, people in the community who need long-term care, especially in a population that's both growing and aging, like the one in this region. It is of central importance.
The new building will bring a total of 306 long-term care beds to the region, including a 20-bed hospice unit and a 26-bed specialized population unit. The new care home is designed to have four main buildings, each containing six households of single bedrooms with ensuite washrooms. There will also be shared social and recreational spaces, including a dining room, outdoor spaces, and lounge areas. A woman named Bernice, who only gave her first name, has a loved one at the Dufferin Place care home across from the Nanaimo Hospital and has worked in a care home herself. She says the new care home's individual rooms will be safer for residents during the COVID and flu season.
It's so important that the residents have their own rooms for personal space, along with lowering the risk for viruses and flus being spread. It's also important that the care teams have proper working equipment so they can care for our loved ones in a safe, effective, efficient way. The teams at Dufferin Place are amazing, and I'm so thankful to have them care for our loved ones. I'm thrilled to hear about the new updated facility, and I feel it can't happen soon enough.
The 26-bed specialist unit in the planned long-term care home will support people requiring specialized services, such as young adults or those experiencing challenges related to traumatic brain injury, mental health, or substance use issues. Local MLA Sheila Malcolmson says the new long-term care home will help people live in dignity.
It'll help people in our community be able to age more in place, stay connected to the communities that love and support them, where their healthcare connections are already there. It will offer that independent living associated with having extended programming support. And the home itself will be a place where our elders and seniors can live in dignity. And families will feel better. Their loved ones will be getting the care that they need in a safe place and again closer to home.
The capital cost of the project is estimated to be $286 million, with $171.5 million coming from the province through Island Health and the Nanaimo Regional Hospital District pitching in a $114 million investment. Regional Hospital District of Nanaimo Board Chair Ian Thorpe says the new facility will also help ease the burden on the hospital.
Now, unfortunately, a shortage of long-term care beds in this region, together with long wait lists, have resulted in the use of acute care beds within this facility, Nanaimo Regional General Hospital, for people that would be better cared for in specialized facilities dedicated for their long-term needs. So this long-term care home that the government is announcing today is an absolutely critical component in the continuum of care for seniors and our residents. It will ease pressure on hospital services and acute care beds here at NRGH, which is currently, we all know, well over capacity.
For CHOI News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journals Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.